We're learning Masechta Shavuos that deals with oaths, right? Swearing. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph says as follows: Kishem Shavuos Shav the Sheker Beloisase. Just like there's a loisase in the Torah for a person to swear a Shavuos Shav and a Shavuos Sheker, Kach Mitzvah Sase Sheyishava Mishen Ischayes Shavuos BeBezdin B'Shem. So too, there's a Mitzvah Sase for a person that's chayiv shvua to swear in Bezdin with the Shem Hashem. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, u'bishmois si shaveya, zu mitzvah saseh, says the Rambam. So the Rambam says, just like there's a lois saseh to swear with the Shem Hashem, la shavu l'shaker, so too there's a mitzvah saseh, if someone's chayiv shvua in Bezdin, to swear b'shem, again, shenemar, as the Pasuk says, u'bishmois si shaveya. Shahashvua b'shmoy hagadol, Ve'hakadosh, you ready for this? Because says the Rambam, if somebody swears in the name of Hashem, in the Shem HaGadol HaKadosh, midarkei ha'avodohi, it's an oifen of avod, it's an oifen of serving Hashem. Ve'hidur ve'kiddush gadol hu lihishava b'shmai. A fascinating lashon of Rambam. The Rambam says, just like there's a lois essay for a person to swear l'shavu l'sheker, in the Shem Hashem, there's a mitzvah essay for a person to swear in bezin with the Shem, if it's l'shmoy ha-godol ve-ha-kodosh, in fact, it's mitarkei ha-avoidah, and it's a hidur, and it's a kiddush godol l'shava b'shmoy. The Rambam was chayze mishnasai in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Esei Zayin. He shetzivonu l'hishava b'shmoy yisala, kishen itztarich l'kayim dovim min advarim, oy lahakrish, ki bozeh ha-gdulo l'ashem yisala v'kovoid v'ilui, v'hu omroi u'bishmosi shaveh. So the Rambam says it clearly in Yad Chazaka. He says it again in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. According to the Rambam, there's a Mitzvahs Esei de'oraisa for a person to swear with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in Hilchos Shavuos, the Rambam says, Mishan Eschayo Shavua BeBezdin. In his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he doesn't even say that. The Rambam just says, Kishen Etztarech L'Kayim Dovim Min Advarim. Oy L'Hakrisha. Right? If you have to be Mekayim something, or you have to be Makrish something, Shavua She'ochalti V'Shaloyochalti, that's what it sounds a little bit like. But the bottom line is, says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah, Esed Eiraisa, for a person to swear with the Shem HaGod. Now, the Rambam brought the Makar. It says in the Torah, u'bishmoisi shaveh. The truth is, it doesn't just say u'bishmoisi shaveh once, it says it twice. In fact, it's interesting because there's two psukim in the Torah that are almost the same exact pasuk that are mentioned in two successive parshias. Parshas Va'aschanan and Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Va'aschanan, Perik Vav, pasuk Yud Gimel. Es Hashem Alei Kechatira, everyone knows that pasuk. Va'oisoi Savoit, u'bishmoisi shaveh. In Parshas Ekev, and this is in Perik Yud, Pasik Chaf, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, Oysoi Savoy, here we add the words, Uvoi Sidbak, Uvishmoi Tishaveya. But two times the Torah says, Uvishmoi Tishaveya, and the Rambam held, this is a mitzvah, Esei Deiraisa, to teach us that there's a mitzvah, Kishen Itztarech, to be Mekayim something, or to be Makrish something, you should swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, it's Midarkei Yo'avoida, and it's a Hidur, and it's a Kiddush Godol, L'Hishava B'Shmai. The Ramban, in his Hasogis on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, screams at the Rambam. It's a mitzvah, Esei Deraisa, to swear in the name of Hashem. I never heard of such a mitzvah. And he's Mayrich is the Ramban, why he feels very strongly that it's really not a mitzvah. The truth is, the Ramban was also Chayza Mishnasai. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, on the Pasuk, U'bishmoy Tishaveh, the first time it's mentioned in the Torah, which is in Parshas Va'aschanan, says the Ramban, Einenu mitzvah she'yishava. It's not a mitzvah. Aval hu azoro, ki b'shmoy b'lvad tishaveh, b'loy b'shem Elachar, as opposed to in the name of Elachar. In fact, the very next pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Va'aschanan, is Loiselchun Acharei Elohim Acherim. Torah says, make sure that you're not going to follow the Elohim Acherim. Meleheyo Amim Ashes Vivoisechem. Says the Ramban, this is all the Hemshech. Alkein Acharov, Loiselchun Acharei Elohim Acherim, Shloiselchu Achareim. But says the Ramban, of course it's not a mitzvah essay de reis to go ahead and to swear in the name of Hashem. What then does this pasuk u'bishmoy tishaveh mean? It's like an iser asay, that if you're going to swear, you have to only swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But chalila v'chas, to go ahead and start giving any hidur and kedusha and gedula to the shemois of the Elohim Acherim, ad kedei kach, don't even swear in their name. As if to say, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah essay of ubishmoy tishaveya, whereas according to the Ramban, it's an iser essay of ubishmoy tishaveya. It's like an add-on to the loisa essay of not swearing in the name of Avodah Zarah. There's also an essay component, which is ubishmoy tishaveya. The truth is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Eruch Chaim, it's in Simin Kuf Nun Vav, it's Sif Aleph. So it's a long mechaber. It's Hilchis Masav Amatan. That's what's going on over here. And in the middle of Hilchis Masav Amatan, the mechaber says like this, that a person, right, just to read a little bit what's going on. Achakach Yelech La'asokov. The whole Torah she'ini ma'melachas oifu b'teilo figureres avoin ki oini yavirenu al das koinoi umikamokim lo yasem alachta ikir elo aroi v'teirose kva v'zeh v'zeh yiskan biyot. Says the Mechaber, v'yisa v'yitem be'amuna v'yizor melahaske shem shemayim levatol shebechol mokim she'askoras ha'shem mitzuya misa mitzuya v'yizor melishova afilu be'emes. A person should be careful. He should be nizit to swear. Afilu be'emes. She elef ayoros hoyu liyanei amelech. Because Yanei amelech had 1,000 cities. V'kula nechvu b'shvil shahoyu nishba in shvuos. Afal pi shahoyu mikayim emosam. All 1,000 of these cities got destroyed because they used to swear, even though they used to be mikayim their shvuos. So says the Mechaber that when a person goes to work, should be erlech. Don't just mention Hashem's name frivolously. And as it relates to Shvua, v'yizoyer, be very careful. Mili shava afilu be'emes. She'elef ayoris hoyu liyanei amelech. V'kulam nechrevu b'shvil shahoyu nishvam shvuois. Afal pi shahoyu mekayim enoisam. Now what's the makar to this story with Yanei amelech? So if you take a look at the Bir Hagra, so the Vilna Gaon says, Medrash Rabba reish matois chav beis aleph v'sham kosav alpayim ayoris. And in fact, if you look it up inside, the nus over there is not that Yanei HaMelech had 1,000 cities, but he actually had 2,000 cities. So what's this medrash that the Vilna Gaon is being mitzayin? Medrash says like this: Vayidaber Moshe el Roshei Hamatos ish ki yidar nedel Hashem. It's the first medrash Rabbi in Parshas Matos. Hadol duchsev v'nishpato chay Hashem be'emes b'mishpat utzdaka. Amalam Hakadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael. Loi tiu svurim shehutar lachem lihishave b'shmei afilu be'emes. You shouldn't think that it's mutter to go ahead and swear afilu be'emes. Eina toirah shoy lihishave b'shmei elim kein yir b'chakol amida yisraelo. The only time you're allowed to swear is if you have all the following midos, meaning you can check off the following boxes. Number one, es Hashem alekechatir. You should be on the level of the ones that the Torah referred to as Yirei Elikim. Who was referred to in the Torah as Yirei Elikim? Sok the Medrash, Avram, Iyov, V'yosef. Avram dechsev ki ato yadati ki Yirei Elikim ato. Iyov dechsev ish tam v'yosha Yirei Elikim. And Yosef dechsev esho Elikim ani yare. Heve es Hashem lekechatir. So the first box you need to check off in order to be able to swear afilu be'emes in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be, you have to be an es Hashem lekechatir, you have to be like Avram, Iyov, and Yosef. The next criteria is oisoy savoid. Im ata mefana atzmecha l'teira v'lasek b'mitzvois ve'elucha avoida acheres. And you don't have any other avoida, then you're someone who's included in the Indian of a Oysa Isnavoy. And finally, Uboy Sidbak. You have to be someone that's an Uboy Sidbak. Fake the Medrash, V'chiyachal Adam Lidavik Beshchino, V'alik Farnemar Kias Hashem Alekecha Eish Oichlohu, Elo Lemelecha Kalamasi Biti Latalmid, Shekoyra V'shoyin of Oysa Prakmatio, Umahaneo Menechasav, someone that's Mefarnes, Tamid Chachamim, Zeu Shenemar Olav, Uboy Sidbak. Fear is Oys the Medrash. Im Yeish Becha Kola Midois Ha'elu. If you have all these Midois, Ato Rashoy Lihishava. You're allowed to swear. The Imlav, and if not, Ein Ato Rashoy Lihishava. You're not allowed to swear. Zok the Medrash. Mais, I'll tell you a story. Piyane HaMelech Shoy Lishnei Alofim Ayores. V'kulon Nechrevu. Al Shvuas Emes. Keitzat. Oymer Odom L'chaveri. V'shvuas Ani Hoylech. V'oichol Kach V'kach M'mokom Ploini. V'esh the Kach V'kach M'mokom Ploini. V'yu Hoylechim U'mekayim in Shvuasam. Obe V'nechrevu. And Ma HaNishba Be'emes Kach. HaNishba Al HaSheker. Al Achas Kama V'kama. This is the Medrash, says the Vilna Gaon, that the Mechaber was quoting. Elef Alpayim. But this is all the rest of the story. Now, this Medrash, a very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that in order for a person to swear be'emes, you would have to check off a few prerequisites. Number one, you'd have to be on the level of a Hashem Alekechatira, literally like Avram, even Yosef. You would have to be on the level of the Oisoy Savoit. You'd have to be on the level of Uboy Sidbak, and only then would you be able to swear. What's Pashim Shah? Shaykhis. What do those things have to do with swearing? The Torah says, because the Medrash is learning the Psukim. The Psukim say Mefurish, as Hashem Alekechatira, V'Oysoy Savoy, U'Beshmoyti Tishaveya, as Hashem Alekechatira, Oysoy Savoy, Uboy Sidbak, U'Beshmoyti Shaveya. It's not punked that these things are next to each other. The way the Medrash is understanding the Smichos is that the first, the former things mentioned in the Pasuk are prerequisites for the last thing mentioned in the Pasuk. In order for you to be a Ubishmois Tishaveya, you would have to check off all the boxes up until this point. In other words, we have a Machlekes Rambam and Ramban, often art. Sai in Yad Chazaka, in Sefer Mitzvahs, Ramban Pirush Al HaTorah, these are basic Marvakonis. Where the Rambam holds is a mitzvah's essay de reisna of Ubishmoiti Shaveya. The Ramban holds it's not a mitzvah's essay de reisna, it's an Isser essay, to not swear in the name of Elohim Achim. There's a third shita over here, and that is you're never allowed to swear be'emes because it's a sakana gedayla. Because it's a sakana gedayla to do it. In fact, the Medrash says that the only time you'd ever be able to do it is if you have the years shemayim of Avram Avinu, of Eve and Yosef. No. Okay, if you're like that, and on top of that wouldn't even be enough. You have to be Mefarnes Tamid Chachamim, and you also have to be someone that's an Oysoy Savi. If you could check off all these boxes, so then Ashrecha V'Toivlach, then swear away. But otherwise, it's not something you could do, which basically seems to knock out and negate the ability for anybody to ever go ahead and to swear be'emes, which almost sounds like, again, just trying to be Masada this a little bit. The Rambam, who doesn't make any mention of this Indian. The Rambam seems to say there's a mitzvah's essay de reisa ubishmoiti shaveya. In Yad Chazaki, he says it by Shvuos Hadayanim. In Sefer Mitzvahs, he doesn't even say Mefurish that it's only true by Shvuos Hadayanim. We have the Ramban, who talks about how there's this Isser Aseh. And then we have the Mechaber, which is coming from a Medrash Rabbah, which would seem to say that this is something that's very chomer. By the way, not only is it Chomer in terms of the Isser, because you have to be as Hashem like a Chatir of Oysa Sabbat by Sidbek in order to be Shmoy Sidbek, but it goes into the gather of Chamir Sakante Meisura, 1,000 Ayaras, Alpayim Ayaras, all these cities are being Chorav all over the place, which seems to suggest that this is in the gather of not just Isser, but it's even more Chomer than Isser. This is actually in the gather of Chamir Sakante Meisura. There's a tshuva in Shayel, the tshuva is Chassam Sofer. This is in Chosha Mishpat Simin Tzadik, where the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer about this inyan, about swearing. L'shoyne azov shal Chassam Sofer. He says, Nishalti me'ez kvoid hadrosoi. Minoha milso derogel al-shoyneinu da'afilu shvuas emes averi. So the Shoyal asks the Chassam Sofer, I heard as Ashmua, right? People say, yeah, a Jew doesn't swear. A Yid's not allowed to swear. So he asked the Chassam Sofer, Minoha milso. Where does it come from? Minoha milsa de rogel al shoynenu da filu shvuas emes averihi. Va'idei zen, it's for this reason, nimnoye milishava filu shvuas emes bechoma de efsher. Right? Now says the Chassam Sofer, gam ki omru chazal, elef ayoris hoyu liyanei amelech, v'kula nechrevu al avoyin shvuas emes, mikomokam hi gufa heichiramisa. Right? Arvach arvach tzorech. At the end of the day, where's the remnes? The Chassam Sofer knew this medrash. He knew what the Mechaber brings in Erechayim. He knew that it's rogel al shoynenu da filu shfuas emes averihi. But the Chassam Sofer was muching. At the end of the day, there must be some makar. Meaning, you read the Pesukim in the Torah, it doesn't sound like it's aser. It sounds like, lo yisisa Hashem Hashem al kecha lashav, v'lo yisishbu b'shmi lashaker, b'faker tu b'shmi sishaveya. And v'lo yoyde Rambam holds it's even a mitzvah. So good, the Medrash says, now the Medrash has a little bit of a mahalach, as Hashem alekechatira, oisei sabru, oisei sidbak, and only then ubishmoisi shaveya. This is a pechina of ein lemeidin alachis min haMedrash. We had a read bite about this earlier in the Masechta, right? The Chassam Sofer was muching a little bit. He said, I feel like we need a makar here. Arvach arvitzarech. So this is just classic goinus of the Chassam Sofer. Ach nirali, the mefurish bikra. It's enough in a pasik. Where is this pasik? It's in Divrei Kabbalah. It's in Sefer Koheles. It's Perik Tes. It's pasik Beis. The pasik says like this. This is a classic Koheles pasik. Hakol kasher lakol. Right? What does that mean? The Mitzudas David. Hakol yavoy lahem kamoisha yavoy lakol. Meaning, everything is going to be the way it's going to be. Right? Don't think for one second that, oh, you're Azoy, you'll have this, and you're Azoy, you'll have that. Right? This is mamish classic Shlomo HaMelech. Kula b'mazlatalya, the Targum says. Hakol kasher lakol. Mikra echad latzadik v'larosha. The tzadik and the rosha, they're going to have the same mikra, they're going to have the same fate. Whatever, if his mazel is good, it'll be good. If it's bad, it'll be bad. Latoy v'latoy v'latome. V'lazoyveyach, the person that brings karbonis. V'lasher enenu zoyveyach, like the person who doesn't bring karbonis. Katoiv, kachoyte. The toiv is going to have the same fate as the choyte. And then finally, hanishba, the person that swears, is going to have the same fate, kashay shvua yore, like the person who has fear of the shvua. Tzedek sam soifer, this posik is Enei Oime Elodar Sheinei. And he's marked him like this. He says, it's clearly very wordy. Shlema Melech is being Chayzim Mishnosa, right? La Tzadik Vala Rosha, La Toiv Vala Tor Vala Tome, Vala Zoyveach Vala Asher Einenu Zoyveach, Ka Toiv Ka Choyte. This is some repetition over here. But says the Chassam Sofer, the last words of this Pasuk are getting me a little bit. Hanishba Kasheh Shvua Yorei. What do those words mean? What does it mean, Hanishba Kasheh Shvua Yorei? And he says, Ayin Rashi. What do those words mean? So Pasha would say Hanishba means like the person that swears falsely, or he swears Lashav. Says that person is not included in Larasha, that person is not included in Kachaita. And again, even though the Pasuk is a shtickle redundant, but why would you be giving a shout out, a special shout out to this Avera, which is the only Chomer Avera in the world? And we know it's Chomer, but we saw in yesterday's Av, all Chavi Krisis, Chavi Mises, Bezin are all considered the Chamuros. So what's this Nishba? Also, it's not a Nishba. It's a Nishba L'Sheker. Or a Nishba L'Shav. It's not a Nishba. And the other guy is Kasher Shvu Yore. He's afraid of the Shvu. He's not afraid of the Shvu. He's the Tov. He's the Tzaddik. He's not over Aveir. He's Chamuros. What does it mean? What is Hanishba Kasher Shvu Yare? So the Heilig Chassam Sofer said, I hold the Makar as a Pasuk. It's Divrei Kabbalah. Shlomo HaMelech was going through all the people on this side of the ledger and that side of the ledger. And he says to the Amenshvas, Erz Hanishba Le'emes. He's not included in the Rasha. He's not included in the Tomei. He's not included in the Chaytei. He's just a Nishba. Not L'Sheker V'L'Shav. So he doesn't say L'Sheker V'L'Shav. And who's the flip side of him? Who's the antithesis of Nishba? Kasheh Shvua Yorei Ad Meirif in HaShvua. So the Chassam Sofer said that Avada, it's Rogel B'L'Shoineinu Afilu Shvua Alemes Averohi. And he says, if that's the way it is, at the end of the Tshuva, he writes, Minig Yisrael Torah V'Ein Laharer. If that's the Minig Yisrael, this classic Chassam Sofer, Avada Ein Laharer. If this is the way Yidden know, we don't swear. Afilu Alemes, we don't swear. And Avada, you know, the Mechaber, and it comes from measures like the Goyim was Mitzayim. But at the same time, Arvach Arvat Tzarech, there has to be Epes HaMakar. Sned the Hilgich Samsoi, if you want to know what the Makar is, it's this Pasik in Koyah. This is what it means. It's Kula Miroya Echad Nitnu. It's unbelievable. Like, is this a Favarf and a Pasik? It's Pasik. It's Tanakh. Samsoi probably knew this when he was six. But the bottom line is, it's a Mefurish a Pasik in Kehelas, it's Perik Tes Pasik Beis. I don't know how else to learn this Pasik, Sned the Chassam Sofer. So when he wrote down with his coolness, Kiyodua, the way he used to write Chuvas, where it looked like he wasn't even thinking. Mama, she threw in Kayala's Perek Tess. I don't know. Always amazes me. But the bottom line is, this is what the Chassam Sofer said, is the Makar to this Inyan. Now, Toich Dvarav, in the Chuva, he says, the Emes says, I think there's a Shukal Rai from a Talmud Bavli as well. And the Emes says, we can all get this Rai. Kayala's Perek Tess is already in Geisim Gzeira Alatzibur. But this we can get. This was in yesterday's daf. Because if you remember, the Gemara said that when a person was standing in Bezdin, he was about to swear Shvuas Adayonim. So his mom is holding it by swearing this Shvuas Adayonim. So if he's not losing up, and he says, I want to do it. So all the Chever that are there, they say, let's get out of here. We don't want to be in the presence of these Rishoyim. And the Gemara said, he's Rishoyim. One second. The person that's going to swear is the Rasha. Why is the other guy the Rasha? Gemara says, oh, Rav Shimon, the son of Rav Tarfin, said, Shvuas Hashem, Tia Bein Shneem, they're both somehow complicit in this. The other guy's complicit. You shouldn't give money to a person that you didn't 100% trust, that may evolve at some point and end up having to be engaged in some sort of shvuah situation. But the Chassam Sofer says a bigger problem with this Gemara. Why is he a Rasha? He's going to swear Allah Emes. Why are we being chayshah this guy? The whole purpose of the Iyum was, don't swear falsely. Okay, so if he wants to swear, let's get away from these Rishon. The guy wants to swear. Why are you calling him a Rasha? So the Chassam Sofer, I think it's Pashat Ashteit on the Gemara. Okay, it's not the Pashat Shad on the Gemara. But the Chayr Ashteit on the Gemara. The Chayr Ashteit on the Gemara. That is Siddha, as an Indian. The bottom line is that the Rambam holds to swear with the Shem Hashem no less. There's Bamish HaMitzvah, Esdei Reise, Metit on the Gartel,
the Yesh Noyagim to say L'Shem Yichud would say L'Shem Yichud. I mean, it sounds like this is the way you go about it. Raman says, no, we're taking this a little bit too far. It's not a mitzvah essay. It's only an Isra essay. Then we have the flip side, that it's Mamish Etodov Chomer. It's Chamir Sakanta Meisura. The Swir Afilu Ala Emes. The Chassam Sofer already brought this inyan of it's Rogel Alu Shoinenu Shvu Afilu Ala Emes as Aser. Seems to have a Makar from the Gemara Shvu Slamatas on the base and a Makar from Divri Kabbalah. Sefer Kohelet's Perek Tes Pasukis. Demesis has bothered me a little bit. Why is this not the Taza Yodua? Right? Just throw it out there. Just some food for thought. Why is this not the Taza Yodua? How could we go ahead and say it's Osir to swear? Right? It's Rogel Shoinenu. Torah says, B'shmasi Shaveh. Isn't that like the Taza Yodua 101? I saw even Rabbi David Cohn Shlita in his Taza Yodua, he doesn't bring this. He has like a few like Chakavish for us. That, but the Iker idea, I mean, the Rambam holds a mitzvah. It's not even a Rishos, it's even a mitzvah. So how all of a sudden could it become Asa? Now, if there's a Makar from a Basik, and it's Chamir Sakante Meisur, maybe that's different. You need all the prerequisites that the Medrash mentions, V'yesh L'yashev Shanemo. But definitely a little bit of a thought-provoking thing. The Torah says, B'shmaisi Shaveya, and here, if somebody would swear, Afil Ala Embes, it would be something that's considered very, very Chomer. L'maisa L'maisa, as it relates to Bizman Azeh, if somebody's in Bezdin, right, today, he's involved in a Chesh Mishpat dispute, and he's Chayiv Shvua. The Minig Yisrael is that Dayanim do not allow people to swear. Today, there's no Shvuas. Now, when Shvuas became abolished 100% in Beis Din is apparently not 100% clear, but the reality is we don't make Shvuas today. Now, the truth is, you're going to tell me, Zilkari Beirav, it's enough in a Rashi, right? We didn't speak out. We don't speak out every Rashi. We try, but we missed a Rashi. Read Rashi. Rashi on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis, Mamish, 8 lines from the bottom, right in the beginning of Shvuas HaDayonim. U'bedoi Raisenu batlu harishayim Shvuah Dei Raisa. L'fisha Anche Goda. V'tiknu Ligzar Olav Arba Asara. V'hamrinan Arba Shvuah. Rashi says that Bizmanenu, we don't make Shvuah Dei Raisa. So first of all, Rashi says only Shvuah Dei Raisa. Number two, Rashi says that instead of Shvuah Dei Raisa, what we do is we do an Arar. An Arar Ba'asara, which basically means we tell the person that, listen, we're not going to make you swear, but there's a minion of people that say that in the event that you're lying right now, Rachmanu Litzlan, there should be an Arar. It's a Shvua. Rashi says it's a Shvua. Arar is mamish like a Shvua. So Rashi's not saying that the whole concept and the whole patent of Shvua was Nisbatel. There's a Lashon of the Ravid in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Shvuas where the Ravid says, Shamati shetiknu ha-go'inim zal she'im mashpi'in achshav loy b'shem v'loy b'kinoy k'dei sh'loy heya oylam chorev al-yidei achoytim sh'rabu elam achrim enoysoy mekal enoysoy. Brings a very similar minig, maybe it's the same minig, but something very, very similar to what Rashi is bringing over here. But again, that's Shvuas Deraisas, and also they would replace that with an Arar or a Cherim, something that was very much Me'inyan L'inyabayis. And today we don't do any of this. Today, no one, someone's might be mixed us. Mamash Hayoyim, if today you were in Bezdin, and someone goes over to, you have two Chevra, they're in this fight, they're killing each other, he says, you owe me Chitim V'Sa'irim, the guy says, only you Sa'irim. Right? Bizman Azeh, there's not going to be a Shvuah. There is no Shvuah, there's not Shvuah's Hes, there's no Shvuah's Deraisna, all the Shvuahs of Masechta Shvuahs are bottled Bizmanenu. And we don't even make these Cherims and these Olas and these Klolas here. So what do they do? So what they do today in Bezdin, I spoke to one of my chaverim, who's a Kreisel Chashem Mishpadayim, he told me that what they do today is, there's like some sort of shtar that everybody agrees with, and that is if Bezdin is going to determine that one of the parties is chayev a shvua, be it shvua deraisa, be it shvua derabanan, there's going to be a pshar, the pshar is going to pay 1/3 of what the outstanding number is. Now what the makar to a third is also not 100% klar. But the bottom line is this is the minig Yisrael. We don't swear anymore. Today we stay away from Shavuos. Shavuos the Raisis, Shavuos the Rabbanans, mit Nikitas Chayfetz, on Nikitas. It's a pelik. Ram holds a mitzvah to do it. It's so interesting. Shitzaram is a mitzvah. Not just a mitzvah. It's a voider. It's a hider. It's a kiddush. It's gedula ta'kadosh baruch hu. But afilu hachi, in the minig Yisrael is mekubal natu. There's some sort of agreement that everybody signs on, some sort of arbitration, that if it ever comes to the necessity for a Shavuos, no difference if it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, you're going to write him a check for 1/3, and that is what all parties are going to agree on.